The Lord is truly risen. To him be glory and power for all ages of eternity. Alleluia. May I wish you all a happy Easter. There is an incident in the life of St. Margaret of Antioch. One day, she was brought before the governor on a charge of receiving faith. He asked her, "Can anyone worship mere a human as God? How foolish it is to worship a man who died on the cross as a criminal." To that, she replied, "Why do you want always to talk about Jesus' death on the cross and do not speak anything about his resurrection? He is risen, and his resurrection proves that he is God." Today, we are celebrating Easter, the greatest and the most important feast in the church. St. Augustine once said that it is not difficult to believe that our Lord died. Even the pagans and the Jews believe that. The great thing with our faith precisely is to believe that Jesus Christ has resurrected, and it is the basis of our Christian faith. It is St. Paul who speaks very strongly about the resurrection of Jesus. St. Paul writes in his first letter to Corinthians, chapter 15, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is a delusion, and you are still lost in your sins. If Christ did not rise from the dead, then the church is a fraud. Vain is our faith, vain is our hope, and all our struggles and efforts. We would not have been here for this celebration. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, we would die in our sins. Our sufferings would have no meaning. Those who fell asleep in Christ would be among the perished. With his resurrection, Jesus conquered darkness, sin, evil, and the devil. Jesus' resurrection is the guarantee of our own resurrection. So, Easter is a feast which gives us hope and encouragement. It is a feast of eternal hope. In this world of pain, sorrows, and tears, Easter reminds us that life is worth living. Today we proclaim that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us rejoice. We proclaim. But when we proclaim this, there might be people who may ask, "Will my poverty end, and will I have a good time because of Jesus' resurrection? Or will my family problems be solved? Will I be cured of my illness? Will my debt be paid off?" Many of you who have come to participate in this Easter Vigil celebration may be going through the similar problems. The question is, will there be an end to the various other types of breakdowns in our life? because Jesus is risen. If not, they don't want to hear about Easter and resurrection and the joy of resurrection. So there is no point in saying about Jesus' resurrection. So what answer can be given to such questions or such persons? It does not seem like we can be happy when all the problems are over. One can find divine peace and joy even in the middle of problems. And this is made possible only when you stand close to God and pray to God. The grace of the risen Jesus can touch our lives at any time. The resurrection of Jesus teaches us that we should have a spiritual conviction of everything that happens in our life. We know Jesus underwent tragic death, and on the third day he was risen. He is risen. So it's a, so from that, like that, you may have many problems today, but it will be solved tomorrow. So a kind of a spiritual conviction we need to develop. Easter reminds us that every Good Friday in our lives will have an Easter Sunday, and that Jesus will let us share the power of his resurrection. Each time we display our love of others, we share in the resurrection. Each time we face a betrayal of trust, we share in the resurrection of Jesus. Each time we fail in our attempts to ward off temptation, but keep on trying to overcome them, we share in the resurrection. Each time we continue to hope, even when our hope seems unanswered, we share in the power of Jesus' resurrection. In short, the message of Easter is that nothing can destroy us. Not pain, sin, rejection, nor death, because Christ has conquered all these. And we too can conquer them if we put our faith in him. We are expected to live a joyful and peaceful life, constantly experiencing the real presence of risen Lord in all the events of our lives. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.